people get all upset and they shiver and they sweat for money. Don't seem to make no difference which way the wind might blow. They're scrimping, they save, and they'll dig a early grave for money.
Welcome, my friends. This is the second hour of the Sunday Night Edition.
Well, actually, welcome, my friends. This is no longer a rebroadcast. This is Sam Kennedy with apologies for being an hour late. And you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network live. So if any of you have remained tuned to the station for the rebroadcast, the phones will be open, and that number, excuse me, as you may know, is 1-800-313-9443. Folks, I'm sorry for last night's technical difficulties and for being late to the broadcast today. I'd like to thank my producer, Manny, for sticking a rebroadcast in without notice. And let's just say that I'm living in a zoo, and my time is not my own, and it would not be inaccurate to say that I got run over by my own car. But I'm here, folks, a little bit worse for the wear, and I'm going to speed up my dialogue and squeeze in the material and the curriculum that I promised last night, which would be the improvements to the beneficiaries in common payment method, what we hope are improvements, certainly some new modifications, and move right on to continuing reading and discussing the comprehensive administrative process, which would be a desirable thing for someone seeking to redraft a prison scenario with the United States or any courts or institutions of the United States. So that said, let's get right into it, my friends. In recent discussions with a friend of mine, a very gifted, wonderful benefactor of many people who spends his time free of charge assisting people around the country and for all I know around the world, especially in court cases, I'll only use his first name here because I haven't had a chance to clear with him the use of his name, but it's Tom. Tom's been using Form 56, IRS Form 56, which is the fiduciary appointment form that IRS provides for those persons, taxpayers, or fiduciaries thereof who would like to appoint a fiduciary to handle any specific tax matters, any specific tax forms, or judicial matters, or any, in fact, there's a place for judicial matters on it, or any other similar situation. You wonder why an IRS form would have a place for judicial situations, don't you? Now, it's a form that I looked into using, I would say, maybe 3-4 years ago. And I worked out a bunch of parameters, but it wasn't consistent with my beliefs and intentions at the time, because it is a form that is executed clearly as an IRS form. It's executed on behalf of the legal fiction taxpayer, not on behalf of living men. But in discussions with Tom, I believe I may have been short-sighted in that opinion, because he has used it very creatively. And although not using it for these kinds of situations, once we had our discussions, and there have been many, it occurred to me that maybe a creative way to apply that form to the BIC process and make it very, very difficult for a would-be rogue agent to dishonor your payment. And when we come back, we'll review that form, how it's filled out, and some other improvements to BIC. Again, with deep apologies and regrets for having been late today, I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no bread
for the rent. I got no welcome back, my friends. You're listening to, only by the grace of God, are you listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, it's funny. It's fairly late at night. It's a Sunday night. And when I failed to show for the program, my wonderful producer, Manny, decided to stick around for 30 minutes to see if I might appear. And after 30 minutes, he took care of some final business and was about to depart when I called in, and I received no answer, both on Skype and by phone. But I tried again. Almost like a message from the Lord, something told me to try again, and Manny tells me that something told him to check in again. He just had a feeling he shouldn't leave, and he did, and picked up the phone, and here we are, folks. For the abridged version of Take No Prisoners. Folks, if you'd like to send me an email, please send it to restore.america@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to order any of the CDs, please send an email to takenoprisoners@hush.com. Now, Form 56 is entitled Notice Concerning Fiduciary Relationship. This would be worthy information for those men and women who are in the joint as well. Form 56 has 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 parts. And very quickly, I'd like to review the way we have it configured. Part 1, identification, we enter in the straw party's information, and we enter in the straw party social security number in the identifying number box, and the straw party's residence, city, state, and zip in brackets. Immediately beneath that, in part one, is a box entitled fiduciary's name. And I'm sure if I ask you to guess the fiduciary, a good majority of the listeners would probably step forward and say, the Secretary of the Treasury. And that is correct. Henry M. Paulson, Jr., DBA, Secretary of the Treasury, / U.S. Trustee, and any and all successors thereto. And that would be 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue, N, period, W, period, Washington, D.C. 20220. So there's a telephone number area. You probably could put in the telephone number of the Department of the Treasury as well. Part 2 is listed, is entitled Authority, and has 4 check boxes, all 4 of which we check off. And in the other box, we add all commercial matters directed to the fiduciary's attention. And that is, that question is listed as the authority for fiduciary relationship, check applicable box. And we check off wills, court orders, valid trust, and the other category that I just mentioned. Now, part 3 is entitled Nature of Liability and Tax Notices, and it consists of questions 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Question 1 was in part 2. For question 2, type of tax, we put all. Question 3, federal tax form number, we put all, or you can be more specific, 1099s, 1099 OID, 1040V, 1040NR, and all federal and state tax forms. Question number 4, years or periods, if in parenthesis, if a state tax, date of death, close parenthesis, and we enter in there from our date of birth, we would list the date of birth. So, for instance, from January 1st, 1980 to the present. And by the way, if your birth date was January 1st, 1980, you're way ahead of the game. And then we leave questions 5 and 6 blank. Part 4, we leave blank in its entirety, and that would be questions 7, 8, and 9. And that takes us to page 2, which I've been printing on the back of page 1. And that's part 5. It says court and administrative proceedings. Name of court. You can actually appoint the fiduciary through IRS to handle something regarding court and administrative proceedings. Isn't that peculiar? We might fill in the name of the court, or if we had a, if we had a liability purported to IRS, we might fill in Internal Revenue Service, and we might even fill in the name of the agent. Then it asks for the address of the court and the city, town, state, and zip code. But when it says name of court, it says name of court in parenthesis, if other than a court proceeding, comma, identify the type of proceeding and name of agency, close parenthesis. There are also boxes for date proceeding initiated, and we might put down the tax years or the date the case was filed, and docket number, and a few other incidentals. Then there's a signature section, which is listed as part 6. And the certification simply says, I certify that I have the authority to execute this notice concerning fiduciary relationship on behalf of the taxpayer. And underneath the signature line, it says fiduciary's signature. And that's why I rejected it years ago. But clearly, this is a document that could involve two fiduciaries. the authorized fiduciary or authorized representative who's issuing this appointment and the fiduciary that's being appointed. So in the signature box, above the line where it says title, comma, if applicable, we enter authorized representative. And that's it. We would sign this form in limited capacity, so it would say by, colon, our, our full Christian appellation, and then authorized representative in the title, and we would date it. And that would complete this form. Excuse me, folks. Form 56 would then be mailed to the Secretary of the Treasury after providing yourselves with numerous copies for your files. And it would be mailed, registered mail with stamps on the envelope, no meter strips, and a green card as well, United States Postal Service form, what is that, 3811, I believe. In fact, I recently had a controversy with, I was back in the city, and I had a controversy with a postal clerk when I asked her to use stamps on the envelope. And sometimes the sweetest looking women have a bite like a viper. And excuse me if that sounds like a sexist remark. It's just that it's such a contrast to what I was perceiving as being a sweet, feminine entity, and instead she looked at me like a gorilla, like I had just threatened her children. She said, "Why?" And I said, "Because there's no philatelic value to strips." So she went ahead with it, but then she wanted to put a meter strip on it in zero amount, and I asked her not to. And she said, "I have to or I can't mail it." I said, "Well, it's really not necessary, so I'm going to ask again not to put a meter strip on the envelope." And she insisted. I said, "Is the postmaster around?" Now, this was at night. This was a post office that was open until 8 o'clock at night. And she said, "He's not here." I said, "The assistant postmaster." "Not here." And she shoved it back at me and said, "Here, take it and come back tomorrow." And I said, "Excuse me?" And during this time, my mind is saying, how can I, how can I address a situation with as little discomfort for this woman as possible? And I handed it right back to her. And I said, "Ma'am, the document is already stamped." She said, "I don't want to lose my job by not putting the strip on it. Imagine a zero strip." So I tried to reason with her. I said, "Ma'am, if mail has a stamp on it and it's hand canceled, do you have any reason to believe it won't be delivered?" And she looked at me and she just gave me the nastiest looks. And I said to her, "Look, I'm really not trying to give you a hard time." She said, "Well, I think you are." And don't you just love when people take that attitude? I was being cordial. I was not. My voice was not raised. I was just asking for a service. But I'm not going to explain myself to her at this point or at any point. And so when she said, "Well, I think you are," I looked at her. I looked at the clerk who was standing next to her. And in a loud voice, I said, "Excuse me. Do you really think that I stopped into this post office for the sole purpose of giving you a hard time? Or perhaps there may be a significant legal reason why I'm requesting that this be mailed in the fashion that I am requesting, or the fashion that I am asking." From that point on, she was embarrassed, but her whole body language was turn three quarters away, give me the sneers, etc. But everybody else in the room understood that I was simply seeking a simple remedy. And of course, a clerk is nothing more than a clerk, a bureaucrat. They don't know what they don't know, and they don't want to know what they haven't been taught. Anyway, this was mailed without the meter strip, and I'll tell you how after we return from a brief 3-minute break, and then we'll pick up Form 56 and the other significant alterations to the BIC method. Folks, you're listening to the belated Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing. Oh, it's the boogie thing.
Yes, it's the boogie train. Right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining me tonight, folks. So, the postal clerk came back to that tactic that people use where, and it's a tactic, it's a strategy that will always backfire in their face, and it's something I suggest we should never use, which is questioning the intention of the opposing party. That's never a good idea in a negotiation. There's no easier way to entrench someone in their defensive position than to question their intentions and motivations. So she tried to come back to that opinion that I was there to give her a hard time. And when people do that, I immediately resort to proof of claim. And I looked her right in the face and I said, do you genuinely believe that I stopped into this post office tonight to give you a hard time as opposed to mail that registered letter in a fashion that it will be received appropriately? So she backed off of that. Then she went to her ace card. She whipped it out of her back pocket and she said, well, I'm going to lose my job if I don't put the meter strip on. Or she said, I don't want to lose my job So now I was responsible for putting food on the table of her children. I mean, these are such transparent negotiating tactics, folks, that everyone listening to my voice should be fully equipped at this point in your maturity to be able to handle them quite easily. So I looked at her and I said, "Do you know what's in the envelope?" Of course, she didn't answer. And I said, "A $300 million payment instrument to the Secretary of the Treasury. And it has been dated and registered with that number that's on the slip. And if you don't mail it today, that instrument becomes defective. So what do you think is most likely to cause you to lose your job? If you don't put a meter strip on that says zero on it, or if I call the postmaster tomorrow as a postal patron and tell him that a $300 million draft payment was destroyed because you refused to mail it with stamps on the envelope." And that was the end of the dispute. I just thought you might find that. I have no idea why I thought you might find that of interest. But there are some situations. These are the embarrassing situations for some where your wife or husband is standing next to you and squirming in their shoes because, and in the case of my wife, anything that even smacks of the least bit of controversy in public would be a tremendous embarrassment. And her response would be, "Why are you trying to give them a hard time?" Just like the postal clerk. And she's one of those who doesn't realize that there are times when, in a courteous manner, we need a service performed. And if the party that we're negotiating with fails to provide the service, then we have to find some way to, through another party or through that party, to ensure that the service is properly executed. That doesn't mean embarrassing them. It doesn't mean arguing with them. But it does mean when they come back with stupid remarks, like she believes I was there to give her a hard time, that we address it with proof of claim. Let the debtors make the offers. We're creditors. We'll stand back. And just like who used to be great at the net in tennis, Jimmy Connors, just like standing there and swatting those balls down before they even make it over the net. Anyway, Form 56 is a form that, after my discussions with Tom, that I thought might have some applicability to be included with payment. So let's say, especially in IRS cases, let's say you're having a controversy with IRS, which shouldn't be a controversy, it should just be a matter of payment. So you finally have an assessment in your hand. Excuse me, and you'd like to pay it. Payment of that liability might be as simple as the following, notwithstanding that we have option one, option two, option three, and option four as stage one BIC presentment methods. But it might be as simple as providing your secured promissory note. That's basically the bonded promissory note with a name change. A 1040V, IRS form 1040V, a voucher form, which is filled in with the straw man's name and address and Social Security number, but probably leaving the amount blank unless you have an exact figure that of which you are certain. The bonded promissory note, the 1040V, the fiduciary instructions to advise how to handle the bonded promissory note, the version of the fiduciary instructions that is applicable to agencies. Excuse me. I was out in the freezing cold. We have an ice storm. And that was the ultimately the problem tonight that the Lord had placed in our stead. I've been out in the freezing cold weather without appropriate attire on for most of the day and night. Anyway, we'll pick up the rest of these BIC modifications after we return. After a brief intermission, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I'm going to go and clear my throat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a question for you. This might be a question of philosophy as opposed to execution. Have you ever tried pushing a car while you're driving it? It doesn't work real well. You could wind up with the car driving over you. I can tell you that from practical experience. So, you have an assessment from IRS or a state tax agency. What if you were to take the assessment and mark it, pay to the United States Treasury, or accept it for value, or both, and attach it to a secured bonded promissory note as payment, and then on the top of that staple a Form 1040-V, and attached to that, Form 56, appointing the Secretary of the Treasury as fiduciary for processing the tender. In fact, you might not even need the normal fiduciary instructions that we've been providing in the BIC process. It could be that simple. The instrument accepted, payable to Treasury, the voucher 1040-V, the payment instrument and a copy of the Form 56 that was sent to Treasury. I was talking with someone yesterday and trying to discuss what might be a simple approach that this party might consider, being new to commerce, and this entered my mind. Now, in addition, I would send the entire packet directly to the agent that I've been dealing with, the agent who made the offer, if there is such an agent. And I would include with it one other document, perhaps two. But the one other document I would include would be a durable power of attorney for that party. Now, that would be in addition to the fiduciary appointment to the Secretary of the Treasury. This would be a separate document. It's relatively new to BIC. I only added it to the process, I believe, just prior to the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, which was held, I believe, in October. And it, back in October, I believe it existed as a standalone document in the Stage 2 enforcement mechanisms. But since then, we have integrated it as a Stage 1 document, eliminating all the other fiduciary documents except the appointment of fiduciary, except the fiduciary instructions document that we've been attaching to the instrument to tell the fiduciary how to handle it. So the way we're now appointing a fiduciary to process the instrument at the local office or whichever office we're dealing with is with a durable specific power of attorney document, which states somewhere within the document that that power of attorney appointment is subject to the authority of the United States Secretary of the Treasury. And we say that because we've also issued a fiduciary appointment to the Secretary of the Treasury in Form 56. So what I'm suggesting is, regarding the agent that we are dealing with, quote-unquote, locally, we might want to appoint that agent as an attorney in fact. Now, why am I saying that instead of simply using a Form 56 for him, too? Because the appointment of an attorney in fact means that that party is authorized to stand in the name, place, and stead of the granting party, which means that that party is an immediate successor surety. That party is responsible for the obligations of the appointing party, and in fact can be held liable. That's why attorneys never have you sign a durable power of attorney when they ask for their fee. They sign a nebulous contract, but never a power of attorney. As if the institution of attorney, in fact, never existed on the planet. However, if you look at older bonds, public bonds, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, whatever, from the early 1900s, you'll see that attorneys, in fact, figured prominently in those instruments. They didn't talk about attorneys. They talked about attorneys, in fact, because many people were represented by relatives or loved ones who understood procedures better than they did. So this packet now would include the original offer, payable, being returned and payable to the United States Department of the Treasury, Form 1040V, the voucher, the payment instrument itself. Actually, the payment instrument would be behind the voucher, so the voucher could be stapled right across it, and you can see both. And a copy of Form 56 right on top of the packet that was sent to the secretary, and then the power of attorney appointment just beneath that to this party. Or the power of attorney appointment could be stapled behind the one-page notary's letter of due presentment. Now, that's a very, very simple response. You take the original instrument, you take the original instrument from them, you attach your instrument to it, a 1040V copy of which you've made multiple copies of the fiduciary appointment to the Secretary of the Treasury, and then the notary's one-page cover letter and your durable specific power of attorney appointment to the agent behind that. Now, there is some merit in considering using a Form 56 instead of the power of attorney appointment. I like the power of attorney appointment because it does place the liability on that party that you were appointing. On the other hand, Form 56 is recognized by them and really is required when you sign a form and send it on, one of their own forms, and send it on in contract to the IRS, they are obligated then to honor that document or come forward and say, well, we need further clarification, we need to see evidence. But they can't do that on a Form 56. Form 56 isn't a tax return or an information return. It's an appointment of fiduciary. So I certainly think that the Form 56 might make a nice substitution for the durable specific power of attorney as well. And we won't know how successful this variation of BIC is until we see a number of these go in. Now, I'm not advocating that this approach be used by anybody. In fact, I want you to keep in mind, please, that this program is for entertainment purposes only, as we have discussed in the past. And, excuse me, we're trying to create a free market of individual ideas offered by free men and women who have shed or are attempting to shed the shackles of personage. And our thoughts, we hope, are inspired by our faith in the Lord Yeshua. So everybody has to make their own decision. But this seems like a very simple approach that would carry significant weight. Because basically, what are we saying? We're saying, here is a copy of the fiduciary appointment. The Secretary has full authority to process this instrument. Here's a copy of your appointment as the attorney. In fact, you need to credit this to the account. Or here's a copy of your Form 56. You now have recognized public authority to credit this to the account, not to make judgments as to its value, and you need to credit it and send it on to Treasury within 5 days. We would want to include the certified mail envelope, even though we're dealing with the Department of Treasury's proxy, which is the Internal Revenue Service. One other form might be worth considering adding to the packet, and that would be a 1099 OID original issue discount with the straw man listed as the payer. And the, let me grab one of those off from the side here so I make sure I know the exact names of the boxes so there's no confusion. But the strawman listed as the payer, and then the EIN number, the Social Security number without the dashes, placed in the payer's federal identification number box. Then down below, the recipient would be the Internal Revenue Service, or very possibly the agent doing business as the Internal Revenue Service, or the state tax agency, whatever the agency might be. And the account number at the very bottom after the recipient's name and address would be the Social Security number with the dashes. And then in box 5, the description, we might say payment of assessment for tax year such and such. That's just off the top of my head. Now, when we present a packet like this, and again, I'm not advocating anybody take this approach. I'm not going to write a book on it or advocate that in this situation we do that. But my thought process at this point in time says that we are basically stating by this presentment, here is your instrument accepted in return for a deposit to the Treasury. You might include a copy of the indemnity bond also that everything is drawn against. Here's a copy of the account listing you on the account and the tax agency as an account holder. The funds are sitting there in your boss's account in your name, and it's your liability if you don't claim them. You need to make the transfer of funds. And here's a 1040V to help you enter the transaction in the appropriate books. And here's a 1099 OID to indicate that I'm making the tax report of this payment and your gain on it until it's properly ledgered. And by the way, here's a copy of Form 56, or here's a copy of the power of attorney with your authority to do all of this. In fact, your obligation to do all of this. So that might be a variant worth considering, and it's a lot simpler than going into a comprehensive administrative remedy or a commercial lien. The caveat, actually the counterpoint to that, is that if one does not execute payment with a comprehensive administrative process, then once the payment is dishonored and the notary issues a certificate, many of the enforcement tools and strategies are absent. No confession of judgment, no schedule of default confessions, admissions, and stipulations. No notice of intent to institute remedy, no self-executing power of attorney. No waiver of rights, no consent to the instrument, the value and validity of the instrument, no acceptance of the instrument or provable acceptance of the instrument, no waiver, no agreement that there are no facts in dispute, no agreement that you have exhausted your administrative remedy and they have not exhausted theirs, no agreement that all claims are settled and there no longer is a claim, no agreement that the recipient is the holder in due course slash successor surety, no consent to any of the enforcement strategies, such as liquidation. All of those things are absent. On the other hand, in the short term, if this is tried and successful, then it would be a very welcome respite in these particular kinds of cases from unnecessary intensive paperwork. So I'll be curious as to your feedback on this. Please send me an email with your thoughts to restore.america@hotmail.com, and I'll do my best to answer all those that require an answer. Now, I understand we have people on the phone line, so let me just see what I can find here, folks. Rick in California, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being patient, Rick.
Yeah, well, thank you for making it there, Doc. So,
well, you must be very bored to have stuck around the first hour and rebroadcast.
No, that's all right, because I missed last Sunday anyway, so it was okay.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so I have three quick questions. One is, how does one open an asset account with a secured promissory note based on the BC bond and the indemnity bond? And whom do I write it to besides Henry Paulson and the bank? Whom do I write it to for?
What do you mean an asset account?
Well, I'm trying to open an account with a secured promissory note in a bank so we can purchase some of those REO properties.
Yeah, that's not an approach that I would advocate.
No, it isn't?
No.
Okay.
I've been stating for years that I don't think these instruments should be used in that manner. I don't think they should be used as cash items.
Right.
There is some precedent for being able to deposit various instruments, including promissory notes, in various financial institutions. That's been hit or miss, but I do know of some successes.
Okay.
And I think it really depends on the individual.
They require a CUSIP number. Do I have to get a CUSIP number?
I'm sorry?
They require a CUSIP number for the instrument. So can you get a CUSIP number, and would that
you
help?
Can do anything you would like, but I don't put a CUSIP number on these instruments.
Good.
On the instruments I use. Yeah, I'm not interested in necessarily counterfeiting public procedures.
Right, that's what I thought. So
yeah. CUSIP numbers can be bought for $140.
Right.
But these are, what's the title of the offset bond? Private offset bond.
Right.
I like that point well made.
Right.
I've already established my account when I made the indemnity bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's my instrument against which I will draw, and I will draw in numerous situations, and probably stay out of the banks, the local branches of the banks, as much as possible.
Okay.
All right, that music means we're coming up to a break.
Yep.
Folks, we're near the end of the program, so please join me in 3 minutes after the break, and we'll wrap things up for tonight. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the last segment of Take No Prisoners. There's a fairly well-known quote from John which says, "For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. So I think we should keep that in mind when we're contemplating using our knowledge and our payment instruments for the acquisition of properties and material wealth. And I don't say that to lecture anyone or even to lecture you here, Rick, but just as a caution, there is a spiritual equation that I think is violated in these transactions, and that's why so many people who have attempted them wind up in jail. There is a rebirth of bills of exchange, for instance, started on the West Coast. I've seen that instrument. That instrument is as defective as the original bills of exchange because there is an implication that it is drawing against the United States Treasury, and that would be a mistake. That's what makes BIC so interesting, is that we're drawing against our own instrument placed on deposit to fund accounts with the Department of Treasury, with the United States Treasury. So I'm not surprised that the users of those instruments out west were arrested a week or two ago. And I just urge caution, my friends, that when it comes to these instruments, I would not personally want to be acquiring motorhomes, cars, and houses with them. There are ways to do that in public policy using their instruments, but I wouldn't want to see these instruments used in that way. I would fear for your personal safety if you made such a decision. All right, Rick, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm sorry that time is a little short. And I'm also, my apologies also to the folks in the joint that we did not get around. We sorely missed that first hour because we did not get around to addressing the balance of the comprehensive administrative remedy. But I promise you, next Saturday and Sunday, that will be our goal, to address the balance of the comprehensive administrative remedy and move into the rescission package, and then discuss next week and the week after how we integrate these procedures to convert the liability and surrender the successor, the confessed successor surety, who is holder of the instrument and holder of all liability. That said, I want to thank you for joining me tonight, folks. Again, I'd really like your feedback on some of these BIC additions that we spoke about tonight. And if any of you have experience in any of those particular documents, by all means, please contact me. And if you'd be so kind as to share that experience, because it can be beneficial to others. I had a young fellow work for me in my office from the time he was 12 years old. He's a doctor now. And he said to me something very interesting when he was a young man in school, in his early 20s. I said to him, well, you've been successful and you're on the right path here, and what do you attribute your success to? And he said, I've learned to learn from other people's failures instead of my own. I think that's a very wise statement on his part, and I suggest we all might wish to consider that. Anyway, the music means it's time to go. Thank you for joining me, my friends. We will see you next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and next Sunday night, 9 p.m., the Lord willing, Eastern Standard Time, for the next editions of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night, and God bless.